Happy Saturday. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. I want to thank all of you for passing on this link and telling your friends and your compatriots and the fellow citizens with whom we man the ramparts of freedom for passing on this show. Our listening base is growing exponentially, and I am quite pleased. And I'm kind of proud of bringing you prognostications and forecasts, which unfortunately are proving to be true. And it's been the case for the 4 years this radio show has been in existence. And unfortunately, it's becoming more pronounced. And I'm particularly proud of bringing you the news that nobody else brings you, and insights into the news that you simply don't hear until sometimes months after on, shall we say, regular broadcasts. And sometimes you just never hear. But it's all true. Nothing happens in this world, particularly in the corrupt political environment, the ideologically driven, out of control, run amok era of federal largesse without a purpose. There are no coincidences out there. This show is going to be a little different. I've talked about this in the past. My producers may be able to put a link or two up with a write-up so you can listen to my thoughts on this very same subject, which, by the way, affects you directly, affects your family directly, affects your health, safety, welfare, and finances directly. Your personal security directly. Your freedoms directly. I want to underline how important the information is I'm going to give you today. And I can't force you to act on it, you know. That's a decision everybody has to make. But I will say that some of the suggestions I'm going to give you can't hurt to implement. They can only help. If everything I tell you today, if all the great minds, far greater than little old rancher Reed, if all the great minds are wrong, those people I'm going to be quoting in today's show, then you've lost nothing. Oh yeah, a little time. But you know, everything that we're going to talk about today, everything we've talked about in other broadcasts having to do with your personal safety, security, finances, preparedness, all those things, folks, are things that will help you in everyday life if everything stays normal. If everything stays within the realm of normalcy bias, if everything stays within the box of familiarity that we're all used to. And some of you may think, as I begin this show today, that what I'm going to go through for you is a what do the commentators call it? Wonkish. Like, in the weeds. Like, oh my God, I don't want to hear about this. But it's not. It's not at all. I have long maintained, and if you listen to some of the presidential candidates, for instance, Dr. Carson, who doesn't come right out and say it, but he'll quote Saul Alinsky, he'll quote what somebody would do, what steps they would take if they wanted to bring this country down, if they wanted to truly, fundamentally transform America. Some of the candidates get it. They get it. Some don't. Some are part of the problem. And I know that all the news media is filled with the candidate stuff and the Trump stuff and the Hillary stuff. And you look, it's all important. Hillary is a lying, corrupt, conniving, there's many terms that could follow those adjectives. She is what she is. She's always been that. This is nothing new. Her husband is only one step better, because he's smarter and he speaks better. And many of the Republicans that are in Congress right now are showing themselves to be no better than their Democratic counterparts. There are some heroes. But I'm not going to talk about politics today. You can get your fill of that 24/7 on any station you want to tune into. And I'm not going to talk about the Iranian deal. I talked about that last week. And if you didn't listen to that show, listen to it. You have no idea how bad this Iranian deal is. And more revelations came out this week about Iran through this one of the side secret agreements that nobody has seen a copy of, supposedly, that Congress certainly hasn't seen a copy of, is going to be doing their own inspections. I mean, really? That's terrific. That's kind of like doing your own audit. You know, it's kind of like, I'm not even sure what it's like. It's just unfathomable. It's just unbelievable. We're going to be talking more about that in the coming weeks because it's a critical deal. But only peripherally today, because the Iranian deal affects the dollar. The petrodollar. And the petrodollar is the basis of the reserve currency of the world, i.e. the U.S. dollar, which is the basis of our power and our economic might and your standard of living and the safety and sanctity of our banking and financial systems. You know, in previous shows, and once again, hopefully some of the links will be up for you, I can't promise, I ain't the producer. In previous shows, I've spent a lot of time, I've had national experts on. 3 years ago, maybe three and a half, I had the National Health and Safety Director for four presidents on. She was terrific. All sorts of great practical ideas for home safety and home preparedness for any type of natural man-made disaster. And I have the column of articles below. Hopefully you've been reading them. The family safety section. And this week, by the way, some great articles. Definitely read the women's column. Definitely read the terror column. I mean, there's a lot of bad things going on, I think you'll agree. And I've talked about this before, but many of us have this ominous feeling that something is really, really wrong and something really, really unpleasant is about to unfold. And I guess what I'm here today to tell you about is all the factors that are pointing to the fact that the time is growing nigh for some of that unpleasantness. Because 2 + 2 = 4 and water runs downhill. And in the end, there are consequences for choices and the piper has to be paid. In previous shows, I've talked about the $62 trillion in debt that this country in all ways, shapes, and forms carries within itself. Student debt and car debt and house debt and credit card debt and you name it. And I've talked about how debt has fueled the expansion of the last 30 or 40 years. We've talked about, in fact, when I started talking about it, it was $13 trillion. It's now going on $19 trillion, the primary national debt, and we've talked about the unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare, pensions, which are estimated to be between $110 and $220 trillion. It doesn't really matter at either one of those numbers. We can't pay it. Part of this show is going to be devoted to Social Security because it's all wrapped into what I'm going to tell you about today. Because what I'm going to tell you about today is the impending financial problems of the United States. We've seen the canaries in the coal mines, folks. We've seen Greece. We've seen Italy. We've seen Spain. We've seen Portugal. We've seen Ireland. The P pigs countries. I've had several shows on this. I've been beating this drum now for 3 years. Listen to the cadence, please. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to your country. Be prepared. If the worst happens, those who are prepared will lead the way out of the abyss. Those who are prepared will protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm not trying to be melodramatic today. Western civilization, and America in particular as its leader, despite what Obama has done to try and dissipate that leadership, is either one or the other or both. It is at the apex, or it is at the point of transition. I think in many ways it's at both. As you know, although the media, other than in passing, you know, rah, 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 unless you listen to the business channels, as you know, the stock market has fallen a number of percentage points this week. I think on Thursday, it lost 300, you know, it doesn't really matter what the exact number is, 350 plus or minus points. The day before, it lost points in the hundreds. And yesterday, Friday, it lost more than 500 points. That's not far off the record back in 2007-2008 of a one-day drop of 777 points, and you may see that in the next week or two. Because all of a sudden, reality is hitting the minds of formerly ebullient investors and traders. Not traitors, traders. The traders, well, we've talked about them too. Why is all this happening? What are the reasons for it, and what does it mean? That's what this show is about. And I'm going to be giving you facts and figures and statistics. Yes, slightly wonkish. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I'm going to try and stay out of the dense weeds. But I'm going to give you a staccato, as I call it, a machine gun rat-a-tat-tat, of factors and indicators which are absolutely irrefutable and now converging. I'm going to give you some ideas to keep yourself happy and as financially safe as possible. All right, let's get started, shall we?